This recording, Illinois 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that an animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, and then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that would require her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm from the southeast side of Chicago, borderline Indiana, right by the casino. I have to say that because no one really understands the concept of where that space is. They all know the casino, though. But, you know, it's okay. But we call it the southeast side. There's about 2, maybe 3 elementary schools. 1 high school, George Washington High School. There's 2 main streets. It's Ewing, and then there's 106. And the 106 is filled with restaurants, and then by the expressway is the main ones like McDonald's, Burger King, and all that other good stuff. But I live right kind of closer to my old elementary school, Galisto Language Academy. I live with my mother and my sister, my father, but I live in a basement. They live in the first floor, and then I got family living in the second floor. Well, my nephew is pretty funny right now because he's learning how to actually say words, and I recently found out he's learning slang. So there was a day where my sister came up to me. And he was like, "You won't believe what he told me." I was like, "What?" He told me, "Yeah, I can hang with that." And he's 5. She was telling me that. She was telling him like, we're going to go do this. We're going to go shopping. We're going to do this, then this, and then we're going to come back home. And then he was like, "Yeah, I can hang with that." He's 5. And I thought it was funny. I thought it was pretty cool, actually. I was like, "Yeah, I might use that." That sounds like when someone tells me something, I'm like, "Yeah, I can hang with that." Because it doesn't seem like much, but like if you really listen to it, it's like, it doesn't sound right in the ear, but you understand it. So it's interesting how his language is kind of changing. Well, my mom's from Chicago. My dad is from Mexico. He's from Jalisco. But my mom's family, or like my grandma and my grandpa and them, they're from Guanajuato in Mexico. So I'm like 100% like Mexican. I was born here. I was born on the southeast side, Trinity Hospital, August 28, 1997. Born and raised, and I've never left the country. But except, yeah, I have. I went to Mexico.